Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Yud Ches. We are up to Sif Yud Zayin, the top line on page 276. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Zayin, Osir litein sonein al hamechom afilu lahafshir. You are not allowed to put cold things on the kettle, even if it is just to make the water lukewarm. Kol shahamechom cham kol kach. So long that the kettle is so hot, she'ilu haya manichu sham harbe, that if you would leave the tzonein there for a long time, haya boli de bishul, that it would come to cooking, dahainu she'iya yatsu ledesbo, which is the point of yatsu ledesbo. So you can't place something cold on top of a kettle that is hot, if the place where you are going to put it is a place where it can eventually get the yatsu ledesbo, she'din maniach agabe mecham kedin maniach neged amadura. Because this din of placing the water on the kettle is similar to placing the dish next to the fire. V'im eino cham kol kach, but if it's not so hot, so then mutter. So again, if the mecham is going to bring it to Yatsu Ledesbo, if it stays there for a long time, it's aser. But if it's not, so then it's mutter. Says the Mishabura Sekot Nekuvches, Osu Yitain Sonim, Lefi ma demasek haramo le'el besifta zol bago, according to what we learned yesterday, in Sif Tesvav, in the Ramah, Yesh Lahokel Baze Im Hoya Dovar Mavusha Velon Itzadin Lagamri. If it is a liquid dish and it was already cooked and it is still somewhat warm, then we could be lenient, as we learned in the Ramah, because then we say Ein Bishal Achabishal. So we're talking about a case over here where it's mamish cold. Sif Katan Kuftes. Can't leave it in a place that if you left it there for a long time, it would lead to bishul. The chayshinan shema yishkach, because we're worried you might forget about it. The anichenu sham ad shi yisbashel. Even though you plan on keeping it there only so it gets lukewarm, the concern is you might forget it there and it will get to a point of bishul. Sivkotan kufyud, the placing on the kettle is similar in its din to the placing keneged hamadura. Says the mishabura kufyud ratzalomar mitzvah seh mavur le'el basifyud dalad. We learned earlier in Sif Yud Daled that filu lahafik tzinaso aser im yocha lovo lidei bishul. Even if you're only trying to take away the coldness, you're not trying to even warm it up at all, you're just trying to take away the chill, it is aser if it is able to get to a point of bishul. Sif Katan Kuf Yud Aleph, the last point of the Mechaber was, v'im eino cham kol kach, if it's not so hot, it's mutter, v'im hamecham omer al gabi ha'ish. If the kettle is actually on top of the fire, so ayin le'el b'sivches, look what we learned earlier in sivches about that. Sivkotan kufyud beis, again, if the mecham is not hot, then it's mutter. Afilu im hatzonen hu dover shalon is bashal me'olam. Even if the cold item is something that was never cooked, and there is an iser of cooking it, but if you put it on a place where it's not going to be so hot, so we have no concern that it's going to come to be cooked. Says the mechaber v'ayter sivyud ches, ha'ilpus v'ha'kedera. A pan or a pot, shehaviron mirutochin mi'al gabei ha'or, that you took it off boiling hot from the fire, imlo nisbashel kol tzarko, if it is not fully cooked, ein motzien bekaf mehem, you cannot take food out with a spoon or with a ladle. So again, you have a pan or a pot that you took off boiling hot from the fire, so it's not on the fire. That's a leniency, but it's einam avushal kol tzarko, that's a problem, and therefore you cannot use a ladle to take out the food. Why? Shenimtza megis. By taking out the food with a ladle, it turns out that you're mixing it. V'ikum mishum mevashal, and there is an isra mevashal. After all, the item that we're discussing over here is lo nisbashal kol tzarko. So therefore, even though it's off the fire, if you take a spoon or a ladle to get the food out, you're in essence mixing it, and that would be an isra bishal. However, the imnis bashal kol tzarko mutter, if it is taken off the fire and it is fully cooked, so then you can take the food out with a spoon or a ladle, because since it's already cooked and it's boiling hot, there's no concern. Aval tzemer layora, but if you have wool in a dyeing vat, afal pishe kolot ha'ayin, even though the wool already absorbed the color, osur lahogisbo, you're not allowed to mix it. Pirish lenanea osu bekav, you can't move it around with the spoon. The Ramah ends off and says, "Ulechatchila yesh lizar af bekedera b'chol inyan." Really, lechatchila, one should be careful when it comes to a pot in all cases. So, see the Mishabura and all the details, and then we'll see some very important notes. Halach lemaisa. Says the Mishabura, "If katan kufyud gimel, so you have a dish that is in a pan or a pot, and it's boiling hot, and you remove it from the fire. Nokat sheheviron l'rabusa. It says you removed it from the fire for a chiddush. Da'afilu bazeh, even though it's off the fire. Usser, it's usser to dish out the food. Kishalon is bashal kol tzarko, if the food was not fully cooked. Ubin is bashal kol tzarko, if the food in that pan or pot was fully cooked. Afilu omid al gabe ha'or mutter lotzi bekaf. Even if it is still on the fire, but it is fully cooked, so you are allowed to take out food with a spoon. Kein mashma beis Yosef, that is the mashma of the beis Yosef. Again, the pot is fully cooked, but it is still on the fire, you're allowed to start dishing out the food. L'maisa, what that would mean is, your crock pot is on the base, and it's fully cooked, so you could take off the cover and start giving out the chulent while the crock pot is on the base. Aval ba'al yirabah masik v'yesh l'asar b'zeh. However, the Al Yirabah comes out l'maskona that one should answer this. So here we have a major machlokas between the mashmos of the Beis Yosef and the Al Yirabah. Let's look at note number 16. V'achazunish kosav, she'im rotze lahashir es hagedera agabe akira, if you want to keep the pot on the stove, machma she'ina grufa, it wasn't cleaned out of the coals, it wasn't covered, so you don't want to take the pot off, because if you take it off, you can't put it back on, so you want to leave it there. V'im yasir mimena es hagedera, if you take off the pot from the oven, from the stove, lo yuchol asir, you can't return it. So zat the chazanish, mutter lahotzi mimena bekaf. So then you can dish out your chulent while the crock pot is on the base. Afal pishio medes agabe ha'esh. Even though it is on the heat source, it's on the fire. The Chazanish says it's mutter v'chein kasa de minchas Yitzchak. The Or Letzion writes shemashe es hakedera agabe ha'esh l'tzara mitzvah. If you want to leave the food on the fire for the purpose of a mitzvah, for example, tzarach orchim for guests, or yuladim shadayin lo'ochlo for children that did not yet eat, mutter lahotzi mimena ba'od agabe ha'esh. He says also, you would be allowed to dish out the food while it is still on the fire. Again, assuming it's fully cooked. V'chein kasa de shevet alevi, l'gabe kedera kveda. Let's say you have a camp or a yeshiva, you have a very heavy pot, sh'ochle mimena anoshim rabin, that many people are eating from it, shem i'ev shar la'asira, yesh lismok al divrei ha'chazunish. If you can't take it off, it's so heavy, so then you can follow the chazunish and you can dish out the food while it's on the fire, assuming it's fully cooked. When you take out from the pot, you have to make sure that you're not mixing anything in the pot. You could just dish out the food, but make sure you don't mix it. You have to be careful not to mix it. Don't take out food from the bottom, because that would be really mixing it. So these are all the poskim that are lenient, and they say that when the pot is on the fire and it's fully cooked, you can dish out the food, and that is, like we said in the Mishnah Berurah, the mashmos of the Beis Yosef. However, Me'idach, on the other hand, the Igus Moshe Kosav, Rav Moshe Feinstein argues, he writes, She'af ima kedera kveda, you know, the pot's very heavy, so you can't take it off, Oser lito mimena bekaf kashi agabe ha'esh. So, Rav Moshe, you cannot dish out the food when it's on the fire. L'maisa, if you want to take chulent from your crock pot, you must take it off its heat base. In order to do it, according to Rav Moshe, you can't take it from the base itself, even though it is fully cooked. Rav Moshe argues in all these other poskim. Ulahotzi tavshil mikedera ha'omedes agabe ha'esh ayidei mazleg. Let's say you take out the food not with a spoon, with a zechash of mixing, but you take it out with a fork. So then if this in Kirel it says, shemutter afudas al-yirabah, even though al-yirabah would matter that, only issers with a spoon. That's how you mix things with a spoon. So you can't take it with a spoon, even though you're not officially mixing it. It automatically gets mixed. A fork is not normally used for mixing. It's okay. But you have to make sure you don't do any kind of mixing, even with the fork. I'd like to read a little bit more of note number 116. It's very long. Right in the middle of the left column. Is one allowed to cover a pot while it's on the fire? Can you cover the pot when it's on the fire? Normally, putting a pot cover on when it's on the fire, that increases the heat, it causes more bishul. But here you have it's fully cooked, it's on the base, it's on the fire. Can you cover the pot? So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, Sha'aser, it's forbidden. Kevan shelafia tiferes Shmuel. Since according to the tiferes Shmuel, hatan le'isr megis. The reason why you're not allowed to mix the dish when it's on the fire. Hushema yituvi and hogu heter apatashu she'enu mevushal kol tzarko. We don't allow you to mix a dish while it's on the fire when it's fully cooked, because you might come to mix a dish that's not fully cooked, and then mixing it is an isra bishul. That same svara applies to covering the pot. If you're going to cover a pot of food that's fully cooked, so you're not really adding cooking because it's fully cooked, but you might come to cover a pot even when it's not fully cooked, and that would be an isra bishul. That is Rav Moshe Shita. Next paragraph, Me'idach. Haketzos ha'shulchan kasav, shemikach shesosmu ha'poskim. From the fact that the poskim are quiet, v'lo hiskiru isra bedavar zeh ha'motzri ma'od, and they don't say a word about this case, which is a very common case. Muchach shemutter adover. Says Haketzos ha'shulchan, it's clear that it's mutter. V'yetochen she'atam hu, and it makes sense that the reason is, mipnei shelo nasar lasos elamaisa agosta b'yadayim. The only isra is actually doing the mixing with your hands, and not covering the pot, which is a more of a roundabout way to cause the cooking. You're not actually doing with your hands. Kein kasav agonu shom zaman arbach, shemutter, kevon sheyodea lakulam, sheyadua lakulam. Since everyone knows, shekisri akideira memares bishul atashla munakba, everyone knows that covering a pot quickens the cooking process, so lo yitru lachshov shemutter lachasos kideira shein lesbasho. Says Rishon Mazalman, everyone knows that covering a pot makes it cook faster, so if we allow you to do it by a pot that's fully cooked, there is no concern, you're going to come to do it to a pot that's not fully cooked. But maybe dishing out food over there, there's more of a concern, and therefore, in this case, Rishon Mazalman, the Ksas HaShulchan, argues for Moshe, so Moshe is machmir on both ends over here. Number one, the case where all the poskim seem to be mekel about dishing out the food if need be while the pot is on the fire. When it's fully cooked, Rav Moshe is usher. And here also, covering a pot when it's on the fire, Rav Moshe as well says it is forbidden. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos of Katan Kuf Yudalud. So again, the Mechaber said, a pan or pot that you moved off of the fire while it's boiling hot, if it's not fully cooked, you cannot remove any food with a spoon. Shenim Tzemegis. The kol shekein lahogis mamish the usser. If you can't take out the food with a spoon, because it ends up being that it's mixed, so obviously you can't mix it straight away. The yesh chiyuv chatos beze, and actually mixing it would be an issa daraisa. Lefim asher pasag al shulchan aruch leelbis evdalik. The mechaber said earlier in sevdalik. Ubeze misayeu mekarev labishul, because through that you're helping and you're quickening the cooking process. The choshev kemevashul, and therefore is considered bishul. Sivkaton kuf desvav. Goes on the next point of the Mechaber, the Nisbashel Kol Tzarko, Bazat HaShulchan Aruch, if the dish was fully cooked, so then we say it is mutter to dish out the food. So it's fully cooked, it's off the fire, you can take a spoon and dish out the food. Afilu Lahagis Bo, Zakta Mishabura, not only can you dish out the food, which the Mechaber is saying, you can actually mix it as well. The Ein Bishel Achar Bishel. Because we know in Bishel Achar Bishel, it's fully cooked, it's off the fire. Not only can you dish it out, but Zakta Mishabura, you can also mix it, there is no problem. Sepkoton Kuf Tezayin. The Mechaber then said, but if you have the vat in which you are dyeing the wool, so even though the wool already absorbed some of the dye, it's also to mix it. Mishum Tzaveya, the Isra over here, is dyeing wool, it's coloring. Shekein hu melecha satzviya, because this is the way you do the melecha of dyeing. Lahog is tamid, you mix it constantly. Kedei shelo yischarech, so it shouldn't get burnt. Gama yidei hagosa nikla atzeva betzem yoser. And also, avada, the more you mix it, the more the color gets absorbed in the wool, so you are actively going ahead and doing more tzaveya by mixing it. Number one, you're preventing it from getting burnt and getting ruined. And number two, you are allowing the dye to penetrate more and it gets more of a color. Sivkoton kuf yud zayin. This is going on a very important line that the Ramah adds on at the end. Ulechatchila yesh lizar af bikedera b'chol inyan. Lechatchila, one should be careful by a pot of food in all cases. What does he mean? It means, even if it's fully cooked, it's off the fire. What we said before, you could mix them, you could even dish it out. Zakta Ramah, l'chatchila, one should be careful, even in that case. So what do? How do you get your food out? You always take off the crock pot from the base, and it's boiling hot, it's fully cooked, and you dish it out. You can't dish it out, so what do you do? Zakta Mishabura, Ela, yafo ha'kedeiru l'kar of loyotzi bekaf. Don't use a ladle, don't use a spoon. Lift up the crock pot and pour out the cholent into the other kli that you want to serve it in. That's what you have to do, l'chatchila, according to this Ramah. As everyone probably realized, the Achronim write that our minhag is not to be machmir with what the Rama says over here. Because the truth is, the Iker Halacha is like we wrote from the beginning. If it's fully cooked, afilu lahagis mutter, fully cooked off the fire, even to mix it is 100% fine. And the Mishabur ends off and says a very important point. If one wants to be machmir, fully cooked dish, off the fire, boiling hot, you want to be machmir? Yachmir bahagosa mamish. So there would be a tzad to be machmir not to mix it. You take the cholent off, Shabbos morning, there would be a chumra not to mix it. But not to dish it out with a spoon, not to pour it out, that you don't have to be machmir at all. Bin ispashal kotzerk of ein al eish. If it's fully cooked, it's not on the fire, like Shabbos morning, the cholent. So if you want to be machmir like this Ramah, which we're knowing not to go like the Ramah, but there is a tzad to be machmir, not to mix it straight away, but there is no inyan not to be machmir, not to dish it out with a spoon or a ladle. I'd like to end the shiur with one important note in the back of the sefer. That is note number 120 on page 50. Ubebir kavanoso kosa v'shalchus igris moses. Rav Moshe is explaining this last Mishabura, that if you want to be machmir with this Ramah, so be machmir not to mix. Don't be machmir not to dish it out with a spoon. Says Rav Moshe, Shelagabe hagosa, when it comes to being careful not to mix it, ein chashash yuhara lemisha rotza lahachmir. It's not considered gaivadik if one wants to be machmir not to be mixing it. Mipnei shiyesh maila b'chumrazu, because there is a maila in that chumra. Masha'enkein lahotzi b'kaf, which is not the case if you want to be careful not to take it out with a spoon. She'ein afilu maila l'hachmir. There's absolutely no inyan to be machmir. For host of any adds on, sha'af hotzah b'kaf, mitatas ha'kedeira einon el-sheves ha'gosel in yinzeh, even taking out with a spoon from the bottom of the pot would not be considered mixing l'gabe that. Ve'ein maila l'hachmir bo, and there's absolutely no maila b'machmir. Kein das ha'gon v'yashiv. So Rav Moshe and Yashiv are reinforcing what the Mishabura says. If one wants to be machmir like this Ramah, it would be not to mix around to cholent. But there's absolutely no inyan to be machmir, not to dish it out with a spoon, and rather to pour it out that way. There's absolutely no reason to be machmir. We will stop here. And Mirtz Hashem, next time we'll do Sif Yutes, and we'll finish Hilchos Bishul.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.